Chapter 9. The future of shopping conveniences with AI. The fourth area that AI is being pitched to create a so-called utopian life of convenience beyond our wildest dreams is that AI will control all our shopping.
Huh?
You know, what we buy and sell. Where have I heard that before? Once again, let's go back to a familiar text and see this is exactly what the Antichrist is going to do in the 7-year tribulation.
Revelation 13:11-17. Then I saw another beast, coming out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast, so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name.
So, once again, as we've already seen many times, the Bible clearly says that there is coming a day when the whole world, the inhabitants of the earth, will not only be under the authority of the Antichrist, but the economy of the Antichrist, right? It says right there he will control all the buying and selling. And again, this is on a global basis. So, the question is, how are you going to pull that off? I mean, this is on a global scale. How can you literally control all the buying and selling on the whole planet? Can you say AI to the rescue? You see, AI is not only already starting to control all the finances on the planet needed for buying and selling as we already saw, and AI is not only starting to control the permission we need for buying and selling with the global social credit scoring system as we saw last time, but, all under the guise of convenience, just in time for our super-duper lazy culture, AI is also poised to control even the experience or the act of buying and selling on a global basis as well. And I want to share with you two different ways that's already happening. The first area AI is being pitched to control all of our shopping is AI will take care of all your retail needs. Because we all know how hard it is to pick something off the rack, or go try on that new pair of pants in that dressing room, let alone get out of the house in the first place and go buy something new, talk about exhausting. The inhumanity of it all. Yeah, right. We are a lazy, lazy culture. But, seriously, believe it or not, AI is right now poised to not only take care of all your home needs in an incredible, convenient manner, as we saw before, but even all your shopping needs, starting with retail. Thanks to a plethora of AI apps out there and other AI so-called smart systems, your shopping experience for retail items will now be a breeze. Talk about a convenience. You'll never have to leave home with AI assistants like these.
Basket, an AI chatbot to help shoppers that are online. Cody.ai, an AI intelligent agent also designed to help the shoppers experience online. View, an AI system that creates shopping items based on latest fashion trends for your online store. Black, an AI system that learns about shoppers' behavior in your store. Entropy, an AI system that helps to detect if high-end designer products are actually authentic. Fifi, an AI intelligent agent that helps you shop for clothing online. Mode.ai, another AI intelligent agent that helps you find clothing online. GoFind, an AI system that helps you find clothing online by taking a photo of something.
And, we'll get to that in just a second. But as you can see, AI or artificial intelligence is totally revolutionizing the whole shopping experience for everyone. At least for the lazy person who hungers for this self-convenience, because apparently it's just way too hard to shop for retail nowadays. But, that's the tip of the iceberg. Let me show you just a couple of other ways AI is already impacting retail stores and how people shop to get them to go along with this automated global AI system under the guise of convenience. First of all, we all know when you go shopping for new clothes in the store, that one of the biggest pains is to endlessly try new clothes on, right? I mean, you've been there, who likes that, let alone who has time for that? So, wouldn't it be great, wouldn't it be convenient, if somebody could do it all for you? Hey, that's right. Wait no more. AI to the rescue. With these things called smart mirrors, you will never have to try on clothes ever again.
Narrator,
software applications let smartphone users do a lot with their photographs. Apps such as Snapchat already give users the ability to add dog ears, colorful rainbow tongues, and other images onto smartphone photos. Virtual mirrors are a little different. They are designed to let users see what they would look like wearing products that they might want to buy. Some examples are earrings or other jewelry, lipstick, and eyeglasses. These smart mirror applications are gaining popularity among retail businesses, which want to get people into their stores. As users look at the image, the app will make it appear as if they are wearing the product.
Girl standing in front of the mirror, show me skirts. The mirror produces pictures of several different skirts to pick from.
She touches the screen, a gray skirt with a blue flower. Immediately her image in the mirror shows her wearing the gray skirt.
Girl at the mirror, show me blue.
Immediately her image in the mirror shows her wearing a blue skirt. She then touches the blouse she is wearing and there are several choices of blouses for her to choose from to go with her blue skirt. A blue and white blouse comes up, but she is not real pleased with that look, so she raises her hand to choose another one, this time a white with red trim around the neck. These go great together, so she touches the emblem of the camera on the mirror, poses, and a picture is taken of her in her new outfit.
With that process completed, she goes to the counter and her package is ready. She pays for it and out she goes. How simple was that?
I think I just heard several ladies cry audibly in public. Sniff sniff. AI has just revolutionized my life. Did you see it? It not only tried on the clothes for you, but even took pictures of you with that new outfit on with different backgrounds, including the beach so you could share with your friends on social media. And, you know that is important. Thank you, AI. You just made my shopping experience so convenient. But that's not all. We all know another big pain when shopping for retail isn't just the endless shopping in all the different stores looking at all the different options for clothes, but even more so online. I mean, you thought shopping in the stores took forever, try shopping online with all these literal millions and millions of choices out there from all the websites around the world. Don't you just hate that burden? Well, hey, worry no more. AI to the rescue. Thanks to the new AI smart assistants out there, AI can now even make the selections for you.
Girls shopping online, do you have any cool sneakers? Online store clerk, absolutely, sneakers are huge this season, so I have lots of options. Any preferences or should I just show you my favorites? Girls shopping online, yes, show me my options in the $40 to $60 range. Online store clerk, you got it, selecting sneakers between $40 and $60. Here swipe through to check some options. What do you think? Again, if you want to see anything else or narrow the search, just ask. Girls shopping online, do you have any similar pairs in black? Online store clerk, yup, here are some pairs of black sneakers between $40 and $60, plus some of our other best-selling shoes in black. What do you think? Again, if you want to see anything else or narrow the search, just ask. Girls shopping online, what are Chelsea boots? Online store clerk, Chelsea boots are sleek, minimal ankle-high boots with an elastic side panel. They are a great closet staple because they never go out of style. What would you like to do? Girls shopping online, cool, show me some more Chelsea boots. Online store clerk, you got it, selecting black Chelsea boots between $40 and $60. Here swipe through to check some options. Girls shopping online, do you have them in size 9? Online store clerk, you're in luck, I have one pair in size 9 left in stock. Should I add them to your cart? Girls shopping online, yes, please.
Yes, please AI assistant, do all my shopping for me. Isn't this great? But, think about it. We never have to worry about finding the right price, the right bargain, the right size for anything anymore. With AI doing all the scouring for me, shopping retail will be a breeze, right at my fingertips. And, that's still not all. We all know sometimes you're not even in the store, or even shopping online, and you haven't even downloaded that new AI smart assistant shopping thingy. Yet there you are, minding your own business, walking around in public, when there it is. That perfect outfit on someone else you saw and you just gotta have it. I mean, what do you do? The inhumanity of it all. You can't just go up to them and ask them about it, or track them down. How embarrassing, right? How inconvenient. What will you do? You may never see that outfit again. Oh no. Can you say AI to the rescue? That's right. Now AI, with just a snap of a picture, can identify an item anywhere, on anyone, and AI will be sure to get it for you.
Sundar Pichai, Google, CEO, so how does it work? For example, if you run into something and you want to know what it is, say a flower, you can email Google Lens from your assistant on your phone and it can tell you what flower it is. Or if you have ever been to a friend's place and you have crawled under her desk just to get the username and password from a Wi-Fi router, you can point your phone at it. Or if you are walking down the street downtown and you see a set of restaurants across from you, you can point your phone, because we know where you are, and we have our knowledge graph, and we know what you are looking at, we can give you the right information in a meaningful way.
Girl looking at a strange animal, what are you? She points her phone at the animal and the name of it comes up on her phone.
It is a Japanese raccoon dog.
You can search what you see. Another shopper, where can I find this? She aims her phone at a lamp. Immediately a picture comes onto her phone with two to choose from, with their prices. Perfect. Shop what you see with a little help from Google Lens. Two people are looking at a lamp on the table.
Lady, I'm going to see where this nice lamp came from.
She points her phone at the lamp. Man, I made this lamp by hand.
Lady, it looks like you bought it there, Teddy.
Now for the sunglasses I have been trying to steal from Teddy for 2 weeks. Put them on so I can see who you bought them from.
If you won't tell me, Google will. She aims her phone, finds the glasses and, ordered. Man, no, don't steal my stuff. Lady, too late.
Not to mention, anything I see anywhere, that anybody is wearing, anywhere in the world, let alone any retail item of any sort. Isn't this great? Oh, and that's not even counting all the other things AI is poised to do for the retail industry. Right now, AI can also design new clothes for you that no one else has, so you'll always be the latest trendsetter. And speaking of which, AI can also use camera technology. They're watching you wherever you go, spot trendsetters, out in the public and reward them accordingly. Huh? Hope you have a cool outfit on. AI might get you rewarded with a coupon or discount for your next retail purchase. Isn't that great? Then, AI can also make you customized clothing that perfectly fits your exact body shape or even custom beauty needs like custom makeup, lotions, etc. that are all custom tailored for your specific hair type, skin tone, etc. And, AI can even create new scents for home products, personal care products, perfumes, all based on your personal likes or dislikes. In fact, AI right now is predicting the likelihood of customers returning products even before they have actually purchased them. So, the business knows what products are coming, to hurry up and sell to the next person. And as crazy and wild and convenient as all that is, there's just one last thing that's a real big pain when shopping for retail. I mean, think about it. Talk about an inconvenience. It's the transaction process, right? I mean, you've been there. You get stuck behind that person paying in pennies, or their card doesn't work, and they have to call the manager over and it takes forever standing there in line. Or something goes wrong when you try to pay and your card doesn't work, or you forgot your wallet, or even online when you forgot your login or password, and nothing is working. What will you do? Don't you hate that? Well hey, worry no more. AI to the rescue. Can you say AI cashless payment system? As we already saw before, AI is already taking over our finances on a global basis, including an electronic cashless payment system. Not just here in the US but around the world. And if you'll recall, Aaron Russo warned about these globalist bankers wanting to use that cashless payment system via a microchip to control all the buying and selling on the planet. If you don't do what these globalist bankers want you to do, they just turn off your chip. Remember that? Well, guess what? It's already here. All under the guise of convenience, people all around the world are already lining up getting their microchip implants to make payments as well. Just like these guys want it. Why? Because it's so convenient.
FDA. Since 2004, the FDA has approved computer microchips for humans. The microchip is inserted under the skin and leaves no stitches. 15,000 people in the US are already microchipped for business and health monitoring. Some European companies are implanting microchips in their staff to open security doors and even pay for their lunch. Microchips and internet-enabled medical devices represent a global market estimated $160 billion by 2025. Brazilian millionaires are already chipping their kids to thwart kidnappers. A recent study shows that 75% of British parents would buy a microchip to keep track of their child's location. Biometric information from your microchip may find its way to our health insurance provider or to a technology company or government. Eric Schmidt, Google chairman, you won't even sense it, it will be part of your presence all the time. Elon Musk, Tesla and SpaceX CEO, humans must become cyborgs to stay relevant. FDA, brain implants will follow within the next 10 to 15 years.
Oh wow. So, it's not just going in your hand, but your head. Where have I heard that before? Not coming, but already here, all over the world. All under the guise of convenience, these bankers are about to get their dream come true. Just in time for the 7-year tribulation. In fact, speaking of which, no wonder Jesus said to those who found themselves in the 7-year tribulation for rejecting him today as their Lord and Savior to pray that your flight doesn't take place in the winter.
Matthew 24:15-21. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again.
Why? Why did Jesus say, you better hope when the Antichrist hammer comes down, it won't be in the wintertime? Why did he say that? Well, certainly because in this time of calamity, when the Antichrist goes on his hunting spree, as we saw in the context before, there won't be any time to diddle-dally around. You just need to run, get out of there, and hopefully it's not in a winter time frame when it makes it hard to run in the first place. But maybe it's also because it will be futile to try to get a cloak, or clothes, let alone buy clothes that you might need for a winter escape, so you won't freeze to death. Why? Because AI shut you out of this convenient retail system. It is controlling all the buying and selling. So, obviously it will be futile to go back and try to get a cloak or any clothing, just like Jesus said. The point is, you should have got saved today and avoided the whole thing, but now it's too late. AI is controlling all the retail. But, that's not all. The second area AI is being pitched to control our shopping experience is AI will take care of all your food needs. Huh? Wouldn't that be great? You know, the other major thing we buy and sell including in a time of calamity. How convenient would that be? AI controlling all of our food supply. Because we all know how hard it is getting in the car and leaving the house to go pick up stuff at the store and put it into your cart and go back home. Oh, the inhumanity of it all. When will it ever end? Yeah, this is a lazy, lazy culture. But believe it or not, all under the guise of convenience, AI is also poised not only to take care of our retail needs, but even our food needs as well. Shocker. And, thanks to a plethora of AI apps out there, and AI so-called smart systems, your food experience, whether it be shopping, cooking, storing, whatever you do with food, will also be a breeze. Talk about a convenience. With things like Bridge Kitchen, an AI kitchen assistant that gives you turn-by-turn directions while cooking in the kitchen. Or Bitesnap, an AI app that recognizes food from photos to help you count those calories. Or even, Butler, an AI app that will even order all your food via your voice. Isn't that great? And that is just a few of the plethora of AI systems out there to ease your food concerns. But speaking of ordering food, who has time for that anymore, and to go to the store? That is totally inconvenient. Let alone take the time to stand in line again while people are paying with pennies there too. It's inhumane, right? Well hey, worry no more you lazy, lazy culture. Thanks to AI, you can now have your food delivered to you, including the whole store.
Narrator, this is Kiwi, an autonomous delivery robot which picks up and delivers food and personal care items. The robot uses deep learning to correctly interpret data gathered from its sensors to make intelligent decisions that ensure a fast, safe, and cost-efficient delivery. It can correctly identify traffic lights in order to cross streets and detect objects and obstacles to avoid collisions in a safe, reliable manner. Here is how it works. A customer places an order on the Kiwi app, a courier then picks up the order and deposits the bot in the nearest designated point. Also, the courier can deposit the order in one of the semi-autonomous Kiwi trikes, which can carry 4 Kiwi bots holding up to 20 meals. The now loaded trike rolls the final leg, going a distance of up to 400 meters to customers' locations. Once arrived, the app notifies the customer. Only the customer can open the bot using the app. Check out the RoboMart, a literal mini mart on wheels. It is engineered with cutting-edge technology, including driverless tech for autonomy and teleoperations, and refit and computer vision-based checkout free system and purpose-built refrigeration and temperature control. The bots are now used by Stop and Shop grocery store chains to deliver groceries to its customers. When customers want to buy some groceries, they simply tap a button to request the nearest RoboMart. Once it arrives, they head outside, unlock the doors, and pick the products they want.
Is this the coolest, or what? I don't even have to go to the store anymore. Penny Schmennies. AI brings the food right to me, including the store itself. Isn't that convenient? But hey, speaking of convenience, another big hassle we have to deal with food, is that even after you order it, you still have to what? You have to store it, or freeze it, or figure out what to do with it in the first place, right? Who's got time for that? It's inhumane. What will you do? Well, hey, once again, AI to the rescue. That's right, now AI can even manage all your food storage for you with the new smart refrigerators out there.
A man comes walking into the kitchen, in the morning. As he walks past the refrigerator, he says good morning to the refrigerator. He proceeds to fix his coffee while his wife comes down with the two kids. The kids are seated, and she turns to the refrigerator and pushes a symbol requesting the latest news and information that is personalized just for her family. The schedule for her day is also displayed on the screen. As she is rushing to get her things together for the day, she calls to her husband, "Honey, will you get me an Uber, please? I'm in a hurry." Her husband goes to the refrigerator and pushes the symbol to request an Uber to come to their home immediately. She finishes putting the final touches on her makeup and then walks out the door to the Uber waiting in the driveway. Her daughter waves to her from the kitchen window. After she has been gone a little while, her daughter begins to draw hearts on the refrigerator screen. The dad says, "That is very nice. Do you want to send that to mommy?" "Yes," she replies. The mom is still in the car on her way to work when she gets a message on her phone. The dad has helped his daughter send the message on the refrigerator. Later in the day, just so dad doesn't miss anything going on today, he presses the symbol for this month's special occasions. The calendar displays on the refrigerator screen. He gets a couple of glasses of orange juice out of the refrigerator and takes them to the table where his daughter is drawing a picture. He asks her, "What are you drawing?" Her answer is, "That's a pizza." "Are you getting hungry?" he asks. "Maybe we should get a real one." He goes back to the refrigerator and dials in a pizza, and the order goes to the pizza shop. Pretty soon the pizza is being delivered and they are sitting down to the real thing. On the way home from work, the mom stops off at the grocery store. She is not sure of what all she needs to pick up, so she texts her husband where she is and if anything is needed. He goes to the refrigerator, pushes in a grocery list, and then after adding a couple items, the list is forwarded to her by the refrigerator. When she gets home, she puts the groceries away and then tells the refrigerator what she has bought to be removed from the grocery list on the refrigerator. It is easy to update what is newly added to the refrigerator. It also tells her what items are expiring soon. It will also tell her the optimized recipes based on what's in the fridge. You just have to touch the symbol recipes. Tonight, they are having lasagna. The fridge plans meals based on your family's needs. While she is cooking dinner, they can watch any contents even when busy in the kitchen. Tonight, he is watching football.
Wow. Is there anything that smart fridge cannot do? I can watch football games on it. Talk about convenience, here I come. As you saw, it can revolutionize your whole food experience. You can get the latest personalized news and information while you are eating food from the fridge. You can call an Uber while you are eating food from your fridge. You can send text messages and pictures from your fridge. You can view your calendar while eating from the fridge. You can receive recipes and meal plans from your fridge, all based on current contents in your fridge. Speaking of which, you can also order food from your fridge, including pizza, and even manage and send out an updated real-time shopping lists from the fridge, even while the other person's still shopping. And ladies, tell me that's not a convenience, because we all know if you want your husband to not only get the items on the shopping list, but the correct items as well, you'll need to create one of these lists. You know it's true. But that's still not all. They go on to say that these smart fridges can be connected to all the other smart devices in your home and automatically play music from the smart fridge. Start cleaning your house with the robot vacuum from the fridge, turn on your smart washer and smart dryer from the fridge. Check and see who's at the door and allow entrance from the fridge. Receive an alert when anyone opens a window or any door from the fridge. Keep an eye on your baby in the crib from the fridge. Even get an alert when the garage door opens, or even turn on the lights and TV from the fridge. That's still not all. Another big hassle we have to deal with our food is, even after you get it and store it, you still have to calculate all those calories to see how healthy it is, or come up with a recipe to cook it, right? I mean, isn't that a hassle? Who's got time for that? That's inhumane. Well, once again, AI to the rescue. Believe it or not, AI can give you a smart blender or a smart oven or smart stoves, and all those problems go away too.
Narrator, everyone wants to be smart with nutrition, but what if there was a smarter way to help you reach your health goals? Introducing the world's first smart nutrient extractor, NutriBullet Balance. Balance isn't smart just to be smart, it's smart to transform your health faster and easier. It connects to your app on your smart device. When you are making a smoothie, the smart sensors send nutritional information in real time for every ingredient, so you can see the calories, fat, carbs and protein and more that go into every smoothie. Walnuts are great, but be careful, calories can add up fast. The app also features hundreds of customized recipes, and you can sort them according to your wellness goals. So, if you are diabetic, low sugar, or just want more energy, you will only get recipes that will match your particular needs. Balance is simple to use. You can save time and money by keeping track of the ingredients you have on hand. It can even create a shopping list for ingredients you need to pick up at the market. Narrator number 2, this cooktop looks like a touch screen because it is a touch screen. We saw something similar at CES in Las Vegas, but this is a slightly updated version of it. It is a cooktop that doubles as a touch screen. You can connect with Spotify, with Pinterest to find recipes. You can tell your friends to come over for dinner, you can tweet what you cook, and on top of all of that, it is the infinite induction cooktop, which means you can put pots and pans wherever you want on the cooktop. Narrator number 3, this is the June Intelligent Oven. It's a computer that cooks and toasts, bakes, roasts and broils. The moment you put in your food, June starts to pay attention. Overhead LED lights shows you exactly how good your food looks, and the built-in camera can actually recognize what you are cooking. Now you can start cooking like the pros. But what if you are at a loss of what you are about to make? It happens to me all the time. You have access to tons of delicious recipes, each handcrafted for the June oven. It automatically recognizes the most common things we cook. The more users there are, the better it gets.
At recognizing your food, what to do with it. It knows every aspect of your food, what kind it is, how to cook it, what to do with it, how many calories. Now, notice how all these smart food devices not only monitor, watch, store, and catalog all your food items under the guise of convenience, but how they automatically know and control everything about your food. That's not just an attack on our anonymity or privacy, but in the wrong hands. Think about it. What could somebody do with all this global food information that they're spying on people for nefarious purposes? I mean, what's next? Are you going to use AI and all these smart food devices to control what we can and cannot eat anywhere on the planet? Yeah. In fact, it's already begun, even here in the United States.
John Stossel, because Americans are so fat, it's government's job to help us eat better. Michelle Obama, changing old habits is never easy. John Stossel, no, it's not. So the First Lady says to change behavior, it's going to take government doing its part. If Michelle Obama wants to inspire us by exercising on the White House lawn, that's great. But government doing its part usually means force. Mayor Bloomberg, this has nothing to do with banning your ability to buy as much sugary drinks as you want, it's simply the size of the cup that can be used. John Stossel, in my home, the mayor is upset about big cups of soda, so he wants cups this size made illegal. Mayor Bloomberg, This is the single biggest step any city has ever taken to cure obesity. John Stossel, please, I can still buy two of these. He holds up the smaller cups, that's 32 ounces, or I can go to the supermarket and buy one of these. He holds up a large bottle of soda. How does this curb obesity? My mayor is also proud that he has forced these chain restaurants to clearly post the calorie counts. Mayor Bloomberg, there were more than a few skeptics. Today the reforms were recognized as national models. John Stossel, sadly, that's true. Under Obamacare, all big chains will have to post calorie counts, even though they don't work. The author of The Food Police, Jason Lusk, started that too. Jason Lusk, what we find with those labels really don't change behavior at all. So, what you are doing is asking companies to undertake a cost that has no benefit whatsoever. It's a sign that the government that is willing to step into your daily food choices, even though they know it won't work, so the sole reason of creating a symbol. I mean, what kind of government is that? John Stossel, an intrusive one. In my state, the legislator most eager to ban foods, require that those signs be posted, is Felix Ortiz. Now he is going after salt. Representative Felix Ortiz, D., the ban of salt in the restaurants in the state of New York. John Stossel, too much salt is bad for some people, people with hypertension, or some other problem, but there is no evidence that it is harmful to most of us. Jason Lusk, in fact, some studies show the reduced of salt intake on some segments of the population actually increased the chances of death. Jack Cafferty, hold the cheeseburgers, across the pond in Europe, Denmark is becoming the first country in the world to impose a fat tax. John Stossel, some members of the food police say consumers should pay more to buy less healthy food. The chattering class loves what Denmark did. Today show, Denmark has decided to implement what they are calling a fat tax. Basically, you go to the supermarket and you buy a food that is above a certain level of fat, they charge you extra. Do we feel good about this? Guest speaker, absolutely. John Stossel, what business is it of yours what I put in my own body? Isn't that part of freedom? You're banning things. You are giving us less choice. Representative Felix Ortiz, D., well, you are absolutely right. I'm trying to ban the stuff that is not good for the countrymen.
Who are you to do that? To not just monitor, but control what I buy and sell? Where have I heard that before? The mindset needed for what the Antichrist is going to do in the 7-year tribulation is already here. And, you stir all this together with all the other AI technology, in our food supply, and they will know exactly what you buy, what you cook, what you're storing in your home. At any given time, anywhere on the planet, they can reward or punish you accordingly. And so it makes me wonder why Jesus said in the 7-year tribulation for those who were left behind, for rejecting him as their Lord and Savior today, to not only not go back to get your cloak, but don't go back to your home.
Matthew 24:15-17. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house.
Why? Why did Jesus say, don't go back to your house? Well, maybe because with all this AI smart technology, your home will not only become your prison, but maybe it will also become your coffin. Think about it. With all these AI home conveniences we saw last time, even if you try to survive in your home, AI will not only shut off your lights, your water, your heater, your AC, you name it, nothing works, you're done. But, now, on top of that, with all these AI smart food devices, you won't even be able to buy food, get food, cook food, store food, stock up or even freeze food in your home. You ain't doing nothing. You are toast. You try to go home, you're going to starve to death and die. Why? Because it will all be controlled on a global basis by some outside entity using artificial intelligence, under the guise of convenience, just in time for the 7-year tribulation. The groundwork is being laid now. And we are rolling over and accepting it. You should have got saved today and avoided the whole thing, but now it's too late. AI is controlling all the buying and selling on the planet, under the guise of convenience. How much more proof do we need? The AI invasion has already begun and it's a huge sign that we're living in the last days. And that's precisely why, Out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near, and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. That is why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28 When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the seven-year tribulation are rising. Wake up! And so, the point is this, if you're a Christian and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But, if you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this AI technology is not going to lead to a life of wonderful dreams and a modern-day utopia, but a nightmare beyond your wildest imagination in the seven-year tribulation. Do not go there. Get saved now through Jesus. Amen?